It is, of course, a great time for discerning, as we have spoken to you about when you are developing your own intuitive powers. And they should be powers, by the way. They are not footnotes. They are actually powers in your life. When you are moving more in that way, there is a part of yourself that you are developing. And that part of yourself is the part that is most truly who you are. And while that is happening, being most truly who you are, then you are making a protection for yourself in the world. You hear, of course, the world is noisy. It is noisy and it is demanding and it wants its own way. But the you that is you is the part that deserves your attention and the part that deserves your nurturing, the you that is you. What is confusing, particularly in times like these you are living in, is that the world is so loud that sometimes you forget to hear your own voice, which will not be as loud as the world. But that voice is the voice that tells you who you are. And from that information, then, you can shape your life. If you try to do that with the world screaming in your ear, you will become a part of the world that screams. And that is not going to bring you happiness. A screaming world has not ever promoted strength or joy or love in anyone's life. Once again, we are looking at a balance here. It is not that you do not know, and that when you are able to contribute something that would make the world more peaceful, you do that. But you do not want to go to war with the world. Because your own spirit, when you are warring with something, will think that you are asking them to bring you something to war with because you want to strengthen your ability to war. We could give you some sad examples of that, but we will not, because many people who are warring are thinking that they are warring for peace. You have that thing in your culture, the war to end all wars. There is not a war that ends war. There is only war that continues war. So while that is going on in the world around you, you want to be very careful that you do not get caught in it. But the voice that is your voice, the voice that is still and quiet like God's voice, that is the voice that you need to be spending more time with, because that voice will tell you where you need to go in your life. It will tell you what you need. And if you are able to open more toward it, to give the small voice the power it actually deserves, you will find that you can let the war happen, but you do not need to become a part of the war. You can become a part of the peace. And these times are demanding that of us. But the thing we want you to remember is that the more you hear your own voice, the quiet voice that is your voice, the voice of your own identity, the voice of your own intuitive powers, the stronger you will become. And the stronger you are, the safer you are. And we understand that this goes against all patriarchal teachings. So this is your opportunity to get, what do you call that? Oh yes, your broom and your dustpan. And begin to scoop up those unfortunate things that you have been taught, because they are not true. And more they are being exposed as not true. And they are not powerful. And they are crumbling now. So the place you want to go to is the place in you where who you really are resides. And in that place, the universe loves and supports you and will cast light on your path so that you will be able to see where your next step comes. So we will take a few minutes together and speak about this. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that love and peace go where your breath goes. Exhale fear. Go to your third eye and feel that a violet light is shining there. And know that this is the light that nourishes the third eye and the intuitive powers that come from it. Feel the third eye opening, deepening, becoming a part of the power of you and your identity. Now, using the power of the third eye, shine the third eye into your heart. And allow yourself to know deeply what your heart needs. Now move your attention into your heart and fill your heart with the gold of the universe, the gold that raises the energy of your heart center and nourishes it. And feel the two centers working together. Bring a cleansing energy up from the earth and cleanse the root center so that it can join the third eye and the heart to begin the creation of you, of your life, the strengthening of your identity. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center to displace all blockage, all doubt that might have been impeding the union of yourself and its power. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the solar plexus and remove and displays all of the emotions that are about things outside of you. Pain from outside, expectations, too much energy outside. Feel all of that moved out of your body so that your feeling center can be free to know joy. And feel the cleansing energy. Make a pond of silver in your heart center, a place where you can go and know deeply, reflectively. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your throat and displace anything you may have spoken to yourself that is not about who you truly are. No more expectations, unless they belong to you and who you really are. Feel the cleansing energy. Enter the third eye and join with the color that keeps that third eye alive, to wash away any doubting of your own intuitive knowledge. And feel the cleansing energy come up into the crown and open it, so the sun of the universe flows its energy into your body, into your chakra centers, into your trunk, down your back, across your shoulders, through your thoughts, through your neck, down your arms and hands, down through your legs and your feet. And feel your energy coming into balance and union. Move your attention into your heart center. And look into that silver pond that now lives in your heart center. And drink that water to nurture you, to strengthen and free you. And reach into the water and bring up a gift that the universe has left for you. And resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.